Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
Whether your passion is business or fitness, you're going to want to meet Lori Sawyer.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the show today, Lori Sawyer. She is from Lori Sawyer Fitness. She is somebody who has been in the fitness world for well over 20 years. She started as a certified athletic trainer. She worked with athletes, and then she was a certified personal trainer. She has also become certified in sports nutrition. So Lori, first, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I know you did bring a quote to share with us. Can you tell us what that is?
My quote is something that changes, I think, on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. And right now, it's for me to finish what I start.
Okay, to finish what you start. And I can connect with that. Now, I know a little bit about your history that you're about to share with everybody and how you've taken your love for fitness and nutrition and health and exercise and how it's evolved over time. So it makes total sense that the quote that is currently in your focus would also change over time. So do me a favor, explain to everybody what your passion is.
My passion has always been sports. It's always been fitness, health, wellness. And that's sort of, I think, why I started off as a certified athletic trainer. I was an athlete that didn't want to like leave that world. So working with athletes kept me, you know, in that world. When I became a certified athletic trainer, I realized there was more to me to offer. And I started teaching some classes at a local gym. I got my personal training certification and realized that I can take my certified athletic trainer world and mesh it in together with my personal training. So instead of just being a basic personal trainer, I was a personal trainer that had undergraduate and graduate degree in exercise science. And I had a lot of background in the body and how things work and how things move. And my personal training business became one that was all about safety and learning proper form and proper movement and how to get the most out of your exercises properly. That's where it sort of started, and it sort of just grew from there.
First of all, I'd like to know, where are you located?
I am in Middletown, New Jersey currently right now.
Okay, because that's important. I know you probably work with people in person, but do you also do things online through Skype or anything like that?
I do. And that's sort of where I'm leading my business to go forward to. Besides the nutrition program that is online right now, I am going to try to do some video, have that up on our website. I do one-on-one Skype or small group with like maybe small groups together, workouts and nutrition counseling as well.
Because that is where I'm at in my life right now. And yes. I actually just, you know, hooked up with a program that I'm going to be starting right after Thanksgiving. And I see such value in the fact that you're saying, listen, I want to teach you fitness, but health, mind, body, spirit, all of those things are combined in that. And I see you treating the whole person.
Absolutely. And that's where you're going to get the most success. You can't just go into a gym and, you know, do just weightlifting or just cardio, or you just can't, you know, eat healthy and expect to see all these changes. Everything comes together in one. And I feel like when you have the complete package in a program, that's where you're going to see the most success.
Now, here's my other thing, okay? I think there's a good amount of people, and this is going out to my listeners. I think there's a good amount of people out there who have a passion that they've been involved with since, like you said, your whole life, really, starting with athletics, moving into getting educated in a field that you love. But the difference with you, Lori, is that you're taking your passion and you're moving it into a bigger business, not just training one-on-one, but you have a lot of bigger things. Like, you're thinking big picture. And that's really why I thought you would be a great fit for the show today. Can you tell us, first of all, how are you moving this into big picture? And then I want to know, what kind of challenges or hesitations did you have along the way, you know, making that leap?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I first started off, a little brief background, I moved back to New Jersey after having my first child and was sort of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I don't have a full-time job. Do I want to go back to a full-time job? And I always had my personal training and group exercise to fall back on. So I decided to find a few women who had new babies and start a stroller fitness class. So I started with four women in a park. And as we were doing the class in the park, someone else would walk by. I want to join your class. What are you doing? How do I get involved? And my classes grew to like three classes a week, four classes a week with 10, 12 women in it at a time. Being pregnant with my second child, I got nervous, like, oh, what am I going to do now? And I brought an independent contractor in to help teach. And it sort of just grew from there. When I would have my women without stroller age children anymore say to me, what am I going to do? I still want to work out with you. That started Mommy Moves Fitness. Mommy Moves Fitness became a Mommy Moves Fitness with Extreme Mommy Boot Camp. So I would have stroller fitness classes, and then I would have boot camp classes for just the moms that had kids in preschool or school age that still wanted to come work out with me. And as that grew, I had moms say to me, I think I want to start to run. I want to run a 5K. So we created Mommy Runs. And Mommy Runs became a running program that is now Run with the Girls, because we had so many people joining us that said, my sister wants to run with us, but she's not a mom. Can she still come? So my business has evolved as for what my clients wanted. That's sort of how it started to grow. I think some of the challenges that I had was I have had zero business background. I went to school for exercise science, athletic training, sports medicine, and I had no business background. So I think learning how to take my passion that was just a little group exercise program and create a business out of it was definitely a big challenge for me. But it was one that I was willing to take on. So I did my research. Thank God my husband was amazing, who helped me, guided me through the way. And, you know, he helped me plan my LLC. We created the bank account. We did this, you know, we did everything that we needed to do to start this small business. And I just learned along the way. And I think for the most part, we did a good job. It was a very small local business that I also wanted to spend time with my children. So it's sort of just, you know, snowballed from there. And whatever my clients wanted, we sort of gave to them.
Well, and I think too that because your clients, their kids were similar in age to yours, that you guys were really going up the ranks together. And it sounds like now, because you have another business that you're working on with a partner now, and it sounds like you're kind of evolving into this businesswoman, and it does take time. And it also takes, I think, reaching out to people who have strengths that are different from yours, whether it's your husband or a friend or even somebody that you may have to pay in order to take your ideas to the next level.
I completely agree. And you know what? It's funny you say that because I call that my umbrella. And I was taught that in by one of my mentors in grad school, that you need an umbrella of people to surround you. You are the middle of the umbrella and you need these people to surround you to be successful because you can't do everything yourself.
Right.
So, you know, in my world, I have my umbrella of my lawyer who I've traded services with, a very good friend of mine that has a wonderful branding business that has helped me out a ton. And then, you know, referrals like a physical therapist or a chiropractor. My group became a mom's group as well. It wasn't just, I'm going to go to a class and see you later. I'll see you next week.
It sounds like a whole community.
It was a community, and these moms became friends, and they're still friends to this day, even though they may live in a different town. And, you know, we would have moms nights out, and, you know, we created a mom Facebook group, and it just became a really nice group of women that love to be around each other. You know, Eve, I still have women who come to my, my small group classes and my boot camps that met in class, and, you know, they've known each other for years now, and they joke around, and it's fun, and it's a comfortable, safe place for them to be. If maybe they don't want to go to the gym or they just really like to be in that environment. So it really grew into a really, really nice environment. And I went with the flow of what my moms wanted.
Now, tell me, what is Clean Cut Fitness Nutrition? Because this is your new venture, right?
Right. So after the Run program took off, other moms were asking me, hey, so, you know, I saw this thing on the news and, you know, I'm having trouble losing my last 10 pounds. I saw this thing about almond milk. What do you think? And I always had a basic nutrition background, but never really had a certification. So it was hard for me to give advice without some validity behind me. So I went and got a sports nutrition certification. And what that is when you work with healthy individuals in nutrition and fitness together to help them get to their goal. So I got my sports nutrition certification and started to do nutrition programming, putting these women on like a 4 to 6 week, I call it the clean eating challenge. And that's a very it's a very big word out there, a trendy word out there these days, clean eating, but it to me is what worked for me. It is what I found has worked for a lot of my clients, and it's what I believe in. And clean eating is eating real food. It's not eating processed foods. It's taking fake sugars out, canned stuff, boxed stuff, that kind of thing. And it's going back to just eating clean. It's not a quick fix. It's not bars and shakes and then, oh my gosh, I lost all this weight. What do I do? Right now, we are teaching them to change their lifestyle. So the program is a 4 to 6 week program where at the end of this 4 to 6 weeks, I call it the toolbox. You're going to have a toolbox with you of how to lose weight, keep it off. You're going to eat around going out to dinner. You're going to eat around going to parties, going to weddings. I had a bad weekend. What do I do? You're going to have all the knowledge on how to take the weight off, keep it off, and stay within a range. So we've created a healthy lifestyle. We want you to be very aware of how your body reacts to the foods you put in it. Because sometimes you might feel bloated after eating a certain thing for years and years and years and realize, oh my gosh, I'm having like a little bit of a reaction to that.
I really think that I am literally allergic to white flour. I feel like I am allergic to white flour. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, 100%. And you know, your body can change from when you were a child to 10 years ago to now too. So, you know, that's what we try to teach people is take these things out. If you put them back in, see how you feel. Be aware of how you feel when you put different foods into your body and figure out what works for you. We create a list of go-to foods for people. So everyone's go-to food list is going to be different. So your go-to foods might be completely different than mine because you feel like you react to white flour or I'm allergic to eggs or something like that. So you're going to find the foods that work for you in your body and go to them when you need them. It's a lifestyle change and teaching you to take the weight off and keep it off, which I find is not common in these days because people yo-yo so much. There's so many quick fixes out there and people want the quick fix. But if we teach you to have a healthy lifestyle and incorporate it into your life, you know, we also bring emotional eating into it. We bring sleep habits into it. Again, it's like the umbrella of having all these tools around you to have success. So that's what our program is about. And I'm partnering with a friend of mine who also is a personal trainer on this program. She had ideas. I had ideas. We were talking at lunch one day. We decided to combine our program.
That's awesome because I am the yo-yo person you're talking about. And I know how to eat clean. I am very well versed in it. It's
right.
Doing it.
And this is where our program's so cool is because we run a 6 week online challenge.
Right.
So you can be anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, and do this challenge with us. And we do a conference call once a week. So we do a conference call once a week, and we teach you about the program every week. There's a different topic, and you get documents every week. You get a nutrition guide every week. So everyone's going to have different things they love. We're going to give you a guide, all your documents, all your information. And basically teach you how to do it for 6 weeks. And we do it everywhere. We have a private board that we talk to each other on. And it really works really well. And what we decided was to take this program, and we're actually right now currently writing a book proposal to put the program into a book format.
Awesome. You know what? This is fabulous. And I wish you the best of luck with this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What do you think that you've learned through this process about yourself?
Oh, well, I've learned that that it sort of goes back to my quote. I have so many things going on in my head that I want to do that I was having issues finishing any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, in my personal growth and learning like through this was, I want to do this. This person wants that. I want to do this. And I wanted to please everybody. And what was happening was I was trying to do so much, like couldn't finish anything. So again, my husband comes into play on this because he sees it. He's like, you got to pick one or two things and focus on it. And I think that's what made me rebrand my Mommy Moves brand and say, okay, I'm going to take everything I'm doing, mesh it into one program and focus on this and try to build that program. And that's where sort of the clean cut fitness nutrition comes into play. Really focusing on finishing what I starting and really having to be organized. I was not the most organized person. So having to be really disciplined and organize myself is something that I'm still working on and learning to do through the process.
Right, right. You know, and to my listeners, I say, look at what's happened with Lori. It's very clear right now for us to look at Lori and see her life process. You know, life just moved her in a direction, and really it seems like you just kind of took your cues from the universe and you just acted on them, and you just steadily increased your business until you created something bigger that's involving a program, a book, a partner. You know, the thing is, Lori, that I just want my listeners to hear your story and say, wow, how can I apply this to my interest?
Right. Right. And I think what you have to do is just, you know, if you're looking to build something or find something, find that passion and go with it. You know, I think that that's the most important thing is you have to be passionate about it and you have to want it.
Right. Now, is there some kind of resource you can share with everybody that they can look into to move themselves forward?
You know, the book that I really like about clean eating specifically is a book called Clean, and it's by Dr. Alejandro Younger. And it's just the basics of clean eating and how to make yourself clean. And it gives you details on. I really like that book. That was a good motivator for me on how to start. Also, there is a magazine that I really, truly love for clean eating. It's called Clean Eating Magazine, and they have great stuff in there as well. Those are my two sort of go-tos for my personal business. Also, there's a few apps out there that I love that I work with my clients a lot. MyFitnessPal is a fabulous one, and that's actually how we communicate a lot with our clients. You can set up a MyFitnessPal account. And you can log your food for the day, you can log your workouts, and we can actually become friends on MyFitnessPal, and I can see your food journal. So if I have a client say to me, oh,
that's
my
God. That's petrifying.
No, you know what? It's great because
no,
you have
it is
to
great.
Be honest with yourself, right? You have to be honest with yourself to make a change.
Right.
And you have to be honest with me to make a change. And there's absolutely, one thing we say is there's absolutely no judgment whatsoever. If you eat 10 Oreo cookies and 5 sodas a day, we're going to change it, but I'm not going to judge you on it. So what's great about MyFitnessPal is you can put whatever food you want. You can do your food log for the day. I can look at it and you could say, Lori, I am stuck. I'm not losing weight. What am I doing wrong? I can log on from home. You can be in California and I can look at it and I can help you change it.
Right. And it is amazing how people don't realize those things that they are including in their diet. That's a ridiculous amount of wasted calories.
Well, I think the food journal is a real eye opener for a lot of people.
Right.
For sure, because you're like, I am eating clean. And I'm like, but you ate 4 servings of nuts today, which nuts are clean, but you know, they're also high in calories. So you want to balance that. So that's one thing we teach about balancing.
8 to 10 almonds. That's it.
There you go. Good job.
Yeah, I do know my stuff.
There's another great app out there that's a great educational tool. It's called Food Ucate. It's FOOD, the letter U. CATE, like educate. And you basically can go into the stores or into your own cabinet or cupboards and you scan the food and it tells you why it's good or bad. It gives it ratings.
Wow, that's great.
So it's sort of cool. It's a nice educational tool. Like if you're not sure about something, it'll scan it, but then it'll tell you why it's good or bad, why it got that rating. So those are two like apps that I use to go to. Professionally, my calendar is my go-to. You have to be organized and have everything on your calendar. So that's my go-to for professionally.
And I'm going to make sure that I include all of the links to the magazine, the book, the apps, everything that you're talking about. So listeners, don't worry. You can just go right to motivatemepodcast.com and I will make sure in the show notes for this episode to include all of these great tools that Lori is providing for you. Now, Lori, this part of the show, it's the most important part. It is the Motivate Me Express to Success 60 seconds or less responses, but I believe in order to get motivated and to act on something, you need to do these 3 steps. First, envision it. Second, explore it. And third, execute a plan. So if somebody wanted to be successful in the fitness industry, what should they envision here?
I think they have to look at the big picture of the fitness industry. There's a lot out there. So I think they need to find their passion and what they want to do, see what's out there, and go for it. You know, I think that, there's so much out there, and there's a lot of trends in the fitness industry. So look at the big picture. Where do they want to be next year? Where do they want to be in 5 years? What is their long-term goal? It could be, do you want to just teach at a gym? Do you want to write a book? Do you want to have your own studio? Where is the fitness industry going? And see that big picture and find that passion and go for it.
Right. And I think what you're also saying is, because this seems to be what worked for you, whether it was intentional or completely unintentional for you, mm-hmm. was that you had a really specific niche. Mm-hmm. You had mothers with strollers who wanted to exercise. Mm-hmm. So I think if people look at where they're at in their stage of life and how they can apply what they need, because you wanted that too, right? You wanted exercise. You wanted to be able to include your child in it. And then next thing you know, who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head with the word niche too. In the fitness industry, there are so many trendy niches out there between bar and yoga and stroller and cycling and yoga and you name it, it's out there, right? So find what you love and then go for it. Go for it there. There's so much great stuff out there.
I think the more personal you can make it for yourself, to yourself, you're going to see people that, you know, listeners that you can relate to, the other people around you who see what you're doing and want to be a part of it also. I think that's really great.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so once they do that, they envision their niche and who they are and what their future looks like and what they want to do with it. How can they explore this for themselves?
So this is really great because you got to do your research, right? You got to see what's out there. You don't want to, start a stroller fitness class when there's three stroller fitness classes in 10-mile radius of you. So you got to do your research. You got to see what's out there, figure out what's working in your area, and go for it. And if it's not working in your area, or maybe your area is saturated and you really have this passion to do this certain thing, find the area that you can do it in. So I think it's a lot of, you know, internet research and talking to other colleagues and seeing what's out there at conferences and really, really getting the whole picture before you dive into something that may be saturated or doesn't work in your area, and just really do your research on that.
You know, I find that, I don't know, maybe it's probably just me, Lori, but I find that stage of the game so exciting. Like, I really love to envision myself moving into different areas and then exploring where I could find out more about it, what it would look like for me. I mean, that's the fun of it. You know, executing is the scary part. So what is the first step, do you think, for somebody?
Okay, so to execute your plan, I think you just have to now, once your research is all finished, you got to get all your paperwork in. You have to find your, say you want to start your studio, you want to find that perfect spot for that studio. So you've maybe found that in your research, you need to go for it. And you know what I think you need? I think you need backing of your family and friends, which is huge. You need to have confidence and just a little bit of that, oh my gosh, can I do this or not do this? I think when you jump into it and you're like, I'm going to do this and have that confidence, you're going to be successful. Definitely.
Especially if you don't allow yourself time to talk yourself out of it or to listen to the negative people who would never take a risk and may try to talk you out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Making those leaps and because what you did is a bigger leap than some people do, because some listeners are listening to the shows and they're just incorporating a passion into their life. And maybe that for them might just be teaching, let's say, a boot camp class. Mm-hmm. But that's where it starts. And to continue, like you said, to see, well, where do you want to be down the road from that? Like, dream big for yourself.
Yeah, I think you need to have that that cliche 5-year, 10-year, 20-year plan and go for it. And for me, that plan sort of evolved as I went. When I was graduating grad school, I never in a million years thought I would have my own fitness business. In my plan, it was going to be working at the college level with athletes forever. And your plans change, life changes, and you just have to sort of go with that flow. But I think if you have a guide and every couple years you reevaluate and say, hey, this is how my business is going. I'm going to work towards this. I think you have to be flexible with that. And when you sort of go with the trends and go with the niches and go with what's out there. And I think also having, as I said, family and friends, but having people who support you and having followers, those people who love what you do. And that keeps me motivated is when I have my people come back year after year for my classes. Like that keeps me motivated.
Yeah. It says that what you're doing is providing value to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Usually I ask my guests at this point if they have any additional closing advice they'd like to share. You just gave a lot, but is there anything else you'd like to add in closing?
I think it just all goes back to following your heart, taking a step in the direction you want to go, and having that support behind you and just going for it. And you know what else? Don't be afraid to ask for help and finding positive people that surround you. I found that when you have negative people around you, it really can bring you down. Running a business is hard enough because you're never going to make everybody happy. But having the positive people around you and going back to that umbrella of people who confide in you and you trust and that you can work with, I think is huge. Because I think you have to have trust in people around you to make your business successful.
I know that you have absolutely inspired some people today. So hopefully, and I could see people getting back into fitness, people eating better, people taking their own leaps. So I want to thank you so much for that. But let's get your contact information out there. Now, you're already a part of our private Facebook group, which is Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. But what other information would you like to share?
Our website, as I said, I'm rebranding everything right now. So our website is www.cleancutfit.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is Clean Cut Fit. I also have a Facebook page, personal page, which is Lori Sawyer Fitness. Our Twitter account is Clean Cut Fit. And my Instagram is Lori Sawyer Fitness. So we can be followed there with all our updates, how we're going with our book, and what our new programs are. I like to post our new programs up there. We're going to be having an accountability challenge, which is going to be like between Thanksgiving and Christmas, keeping yourself accountable. So you'll get like a video, you'll get emails, motivational advice through that hard holiday season to try to stay on track and stay working out. And then in the new year, we start our next 6-week challenge, national challenge.
Wow. You know what? I mean, I'm telling you, I've been around the weight loss industry enough to know that what you guys are providing is really phenomenal and special. I have not seen anybody go to this degree and using technology to, you know, in a way that people can interact and have that personal one-on-one of somebody who can really see what they're doing and reach out to them when they need it. So really, I wish you guys the best of luck with this, Lori.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lynette. This has been great.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Lori, it's the end of the show. This is where I give my listeners a go do. Do you have something you could recommend that they go do today?
Oh yeah. So if you want your nutrition to get cleaned up a little bit, you don't even know where to start. What I'd recommend is downloading that Food Ucate app, going to your cabinet, opening it up, and throwing a few things out that shouldn't be there. That's a good way to start to learn how to eat clean. And then I love MyFitnessPal because they always give you great advice and tips through it. So maybe learn MyFitnessPal and try to, go for a walk today and log that in and see how that works. And maybe try to track some of your food and then really learn what you're putting in your body and how you can make it better.
And then I would add, and look at how good just one day educating yourself and exercising feels. And let's try to stick to that as we go into the holidays before the new year.
Absolutely.
That's my goal. I really want to thank you. That's the end of the show. Remember, everybody, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.